Well, I think we've got interest rates. There's two or three things that we're dealing with. One is interest rates are continuing to be historically low. Okay, so if that person is in a position where they've got some money tied up to where there's cash available, they're getting a lower rate investing it versus if they could find a loan that's going to be, you know, very attractive as well right now because interest rates are low. We also are coming after a 2020 crop year. Net farm income was not record, but was substantially higher because of, between 46 to 48% of that number came from federal government payments. And those two factors, and then in addition to that, we had, you know, prices are up year over year. If you look at corn and soybeans especially, soybeans are up about $5 a bushel year over year, and corn was up about a buck and a half during that same roughly same time frame.